So will you please turn to Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10. Gospel of John, 10:10. Tell us the reason why Satan comes, and also give us the reason why Jesus Christ come. The first part, talk about Satan, the work of Satan. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come, Jesus said, that they may have life and have it to the full. Throughout the entire Bible, Jesus Christ not only talk about eternal life for all Christians. Jesus Christ talk about abundant life too. A life to the fullness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us read it together three times so that it sink into your mind, okay? Chapter 10, verse 10, let's read together. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. So the Bible here tells us that when we believe in Jesus Christ, we not only have life, life is God's life, that is eternal life. We also have life to the fullness, to have abundant life. That's what Jesus Christ said. Let's read it together two more times. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Do it one more time. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. And I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. What is the reason why Christians do not have abundant life? The reason is like this. In Amos chapter 3, verse 3, that's the reason why we don't have abundant life. Amos saying that, do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? Do you see it? Did you find it? So I want you to read it three times too so that you can remember these Bible verses. Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so. Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? Now, do two means do you want to walk with our Lord Jesus Christ together? If you want to walk with our Lord Jesus Christ together, you have to agree to do so. First of all, the Lord himself wants to walk with you. Otherwise, if you want to walk with the Lord says, I don't want to walk with you, then you can't walk with him. I think it is the desire of our Lord Jesus Christ to walk with us, to walk with his children, to walk with Christians. Okay? The reason why we don't have abundant life, we only have eternal life, is because we do not know that. It is the Lord's desire for us to walk together with him. You understand? The Lord wants to walk with us. But do you want to walk with him? Joshua? Do you know that the Lord wants to walk with you? How do you know the Lord wants to walk with you? Give me some proof. Oh, come on. No, you can't do that. Now give anybody can give me some proof? Donald? Well, his desire is that all men be saved, but where does it say that he wants to walk with you? What is the name of Jesus when he was born? God named him Jesus. Matthew chapter 1 verse 21. And later on, his name called Emmanuel. What does it mean, Emmanuel? Matthew 1:21. God named his son Jesus. And also name him Emmanuel. Would you turn to Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1? Let's read together 1:21. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sin. And verse 22 to 23, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. That means God wants to walk with us, right? Am I right? If God does not want to walk with us, he won't name his son called Emmanuel, right? That means Jesus Christ wants to walk with us. Do you want to walk with Jesus? And what's the consequences if you do not walk? If you do not walk with Jesus, do you know what's the consequences? I want you to turn to the Bible in Genesis chapter 5. Take a look at the life of Enoch. Enoch is the one at the age of 65. He walked with God. Genesis chapter 5, verse 21 to 24. When Enoch has lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. And after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. All together, Enoch lived 365 years. Verse 24, Enoch walked with God. Then he was no more, because God took him away. Enoch is the seventh generation from Adam. Three more generations. Do you know the name Noah? Noah is the one who built the boat. Three generations after Enoch, the whole world was destroyed. Right? So Enoch was taken to heaven and no more, because God took him away. Before God took him away, he walked with God for how long? 300 years. And I believe that all Christian who does not walk with God will be left behind in the 7 year of tribulation, will face the final exam through the suffering, and to test your faith. And I pray that we follow the very footstep of Enoch. At the age of 65, Enoch heard what the Lord said to him, saying to him that you will give birth to a son. the moment your son died, the flood will come. So that's why he named his son called Methuselah. Methuselah means the moment his son died, the flood will come. The world will be destroyed by the flood. You understand? So that's why he named his son Methuselah, reminding himself that the moment his son passed away is the moment God going to judge the world with flood and which will destroy the world. We know that in the New Testament, God will no longer destroy the world with water, but God will destroy the world with what? With fire in the end time. You understand? Right? So when Noah know that, he feared God and he built the boat, Noah Ark, and then saved his entire family, himself, his wife, and three of his son and daughter-in-law. 8 people were saved, and all the animals entered into the Noah Ark. Now, we know that, just like Noah, we know that the Lord Jesus will destroy the world with fire, not with water, not with flood. He will destroy the world with fire. So that's why we follow the very footstep of Noah to build the church. In today's day, the church symbolizes the ark, Noah ark. Whoever enter into the ark will be saved. Whoever enter into the body of Jesus Christ, the church, according to Ephesians 1, 22, is it 22 or 23? His the body, the church, is the body of Christ. Can anyone read that for me? Ephesians 1, the last verse of chapter 1. You find it? 1:23, I'm sorry, okay? Not 22. The church is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. In Noah time, Noah do his very best to build the ark so as to save his people. Because he know that when the flood come, the only way you'll be saved is to enter into the Noah ark. In today's day, we know that God will destroy the wicked generation. But before he destroyed the wicked generation, he wants his people not to build a Noah Ark, but to build Christ's church so that people can go into it and be saved. Okay? What's the name of the seventh generation of Adam? What did I just say? Enoch. What did he do? For how long? 300 years. At what age? Starting at what age? 65. Is the time that he received the revelation from God that God said to him, the moment your son died, you will give birth to a son. The moment your firstborn son die is the time the flood will come. So he named that so as to remind himself. Every time he called his firstborn son, he reminded himself that God will destroy the world with flood. When? He didn't know. because he did not know when his son will die. And end up his son become the oldest son in the whole world. 969 years old. His son is the oldest man in the whole world. Okay, take a look at that. Adam lived up to what? 930. But Methuselah lived up to, verse 27, 969 years. Because the Lord is patient with those people in that generation. Be patient with them. And so, first of all, to allow Noah has enough time to build the Noah Ark and enough time to preach the gospel, encourage those generation to enter into the Noah Ark so that they be saved. So that's why the Lord did not come until he reached 969 years. Chapter 5, verse 27, did you see that? Genesis? Joyce, could you read that? Okay. Chapter 5, verse 27.
Although Methuselah lives 969 years, and then he died.
So when he died, the flood come. But at that time, nobody know when did he die, okay? Now it's after the fact, you know? So I want to go back to... the Gospel of John, chapter 10. Jesus Christ said, I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. Jesus Christ said, I have come so that you may have life and have it to the full. How can we have the fullness of God within us? How? Unless we walk with God. It is God's desire for his children to follow the very footstep of Enoch to walk with God. When did Enoch walk with God? When he received the revelation from God saying to him that you will give birth to a firstborn son. When your firstborn son passes away, the flood will come. The judgment will come. And he feared that. He know that. His son can die anytime, right? So ever since he received this revelation, he walks with God. For how long? 300 years. And then the Lord took him away. He's no more. We don't see him. And I pray that each and every one of us attending this Bible study, that we not only believe in God and have eternal life, we also walk with God. So that in due time, before the judgment of fire come down and destroy the world, we are what? We are taken away. Is this a good deal? Do you want to be taken away just like the Lord take away, you know? Or you want to face the 7 years of tribulation? Wesley, you want to stay behind? You want to go with us? You want the Lord to take you away? So, what did he require of you to do? Walk with him. What's the proof that God wants to walk with us? I want you to write it down. Matthew chapter 1, Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. If God does not want to walk with us, he won't name his son Jesus called Emmanuel, right? He named his son called Emmanuel, which means God with us. It's God with us means God want to walk with us. Am I right, Joshua? What's the proof that God wants to walk with us? Joshua. Where does it say? Matthew what? 1:23. You don't say what you just said before. Okay? You say what the Bible say, not what Pastor John say. Right? Because your faith not come from me, your faith come from the Word of God, right? Well, hopefully. Well, you got to check it too, right? You got to check it. Okay? Now, you remember Amos chapter 3, verse 3? Do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? Now, I know that God with us. I know that the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, want to walk with us. That's why his name called Emmanuel. But do you want to walk with him? Otherwise, he agree with you that he want to walk with you, but you disagree with him that you do not want to walk with him. Then he won't walk with you, right? Am I right, Gene? Do you want to walk with him? Daniel? What happens if you do not walk with him? Okay, I want to write down the chart, okay? It's like that. Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, and he died, okay? He died. 3 days later, he was resurrected. That's 3 days. And then what happened? He appeared to his disciple for how long? 40 days. Who said that 40 days? Oh, you know that. Where does it say? Where does it say 40 days? Where? You don't know. You just heard about that. Anybody knows? The first chapter of book of Acts, the Bible say Jesus Christ appeared to his disciple for 40 days. And after 40 days, what happened to Jesus? Ascension. He ascended to heaven, right? 10 days after Jesus ascended to heaven, he sent down what? The Holy Spirit. Who said that the Holy Spirit? You know that too, eh? Where does it say?
Somewhere in Acts.
In here is Acts chapter 1. 10 days after is Acts chapter 2. In the Pentecost. Pentecost is the 50 days after his resurrection. He appeared to his disciple for 40 days. 50 days after his resurrection, that means 10 days after his ascension. Then the Holy Spirit come down. Jesus Christ go up and the Holy Spirit come down. Ever since the Holy Spirit come down, the church established. And then the church established. And then in here, I call rapture of the church. That means just like Enoch was taken up to heaven, now this is the time. For how long now? It's around 2,000 years now. What's the year today? 2011, right? 2011, right? That means the moment Jesus Christ was ascended to heaven, he prayed to God and asked God to send down the Holy Spirit, and then the church established. And then I call these 2,000 years is a period of grace. It's a church age. Why do I call church age? Because we are busy in building the church. Just like Enoch are busy in building what? Not Enoch, Noah. Noah is busy in building what?
The
Noah Ark, right? So we are busy in building the church, right? Encourage all our friends and relatives to go to the church, right? So that they be saved. In here, called the rapture of the church. Where does it say? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 18. Talk about the church rapture. The saint, the believer, the Christian, those who walk with God, those who walk with God will be taken up to heaven. And once the church was taken up to heaven, what happened? We will have 7 years of tribulation. And I call that final exam. And a lot of people, they call themselves Christian, like Protestant church, they call themselves Christian, Catholic church, they call themselves Christian, and Orthodox church, they call themselves Christian, and even Mormon call themselves Christian. And you call yourself Christian, how do I know you are truly Christian? You know what I mean? You have to write the exam. Then go through the final exam, 7 years of tribulation. Then we know who is truly Christian. You understand? But those, take a look at this. Those from here to the church, from the moment that, okay, what do I say? That's 10 days. 10 days after Jesus ascended to heaven, he sent down the Holy Spirit so that all the believer receive the Holy Spirit. They baptize with the Holy Spirit. So they receive the Holy Spirit. Where does it say? In here, you write down Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. The moment you believe in Jesus Christ, you receive the Holy Spirit. And when you receive the Holy Spirit, you know that each and every one of the believer has to walk with God. So we are busy in building the church. That's why I call that period, call this period. It's a period of grace. The 7 years of tribulation is a period of judgment, a period of suffering, or a period of testing. Period of suffering, period of testing, testing your faith. But those people during the church age, during this time, 2,000 years, over 2,000 years has passed already, and Jesus Christ hasn't taken the church up yet. Okay? This is the New Testament teaching. In Old Testament teaching is what? Enoch was taken up, right? Enoch was taken up, and then what? And then the moment his son died, the flood will come, right? Isn't it? Those who enter into the Noah Ark will be delivered. In the same way, those who enter into the church, believe in Jesus Christ, they will be saved. But so many Christians, some are genuine Christian, some are not genuine Christian. The only way to find it out is to see whether they walk with God. If they walk with God, they are genuine one. Okay? If they do not walk with God, they just proclaim that Jesus is Lord, very likely they will stay behind during the 7 years of tribulation. And during this time, they repent. They turn around. They walk with God. But then, they will be persecuted. This 7 year of tribulation will be divided into first 3.5 years and second 3.5 years. And after 7 years of tribulation, Jesus Christ will come down. After 7 years of tribulation, Jesus Christ will come down and reign on earth. For how long? For 1,000 years. After 1,000 years, during that period, when Jesus Christ come down, 3 things will happen. The Antichrist the false prophet will be cast into hell. And then what about Satan? Satan will be bound into bottomless pit for how long? For 1,000 years. After 1,000 years, Jesus Christ will release Satan. During these 1,000 years, God will preach the gospel to those who enter into the millennium kingdom. Millennium kingdom means Jesus Christ will reign on earth for 1,000 years. There's only one king. He's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. That's Jesus Christ. Those people who are faithful in serving God will be reigning with Jesus during this 1,000 years. And Jesus Christ will preach the gospel to them. Okay? If they can enter into the millennium kingdom. Okay? After 7 years of suffering. And they believe. And then they enter into 7 year tribulation. 7 years of millennium kingdom. During that 7 year, Jesus Christ will preach the gospel. If they believe, they will go to heaven. But there's another final exam in here after 1,000 years, because he will release Satan. Satan will deceive those people. During that 1,000 years, they don't quite understand the Bible, because at that time there's no deception. That during that 1,000 year, because during that 1,000 year, only Jesus Christ preaching, no other false prophet. False prophet, Antichrist, has already been cast down to the hell already. But Satan was bound to the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. Where does it say? In Revelation chapter 20. Antichrist and prophets. Antichrist and false prophet cast to hell was written in Revelation 19 and Revelation 20. Satan was bound for 1,000 years, and after 1,000 years, Satan was released so that he can deceive those people who hear the gospel but do not believe. Anyone who follows Satan will be cast to hell. So in other words, listen to me. Where's the New Testament start? The Bible says the New Testament start when Jesus Christ died. Because God made his covenant, the new covenant, with his people by his blood. In Moses' time in the Old Testament, God makes the old covenant with his people through the blood of animal, of oxen, right? Goat, right? Sheep, okay? The blood of animal. But in New Testament, with the blood of Jesus Christ, he make a covenant with us. So in the old covenant, in the old covenant, anyone who do not believe in the word of God will not be saved. In the New Testament, anyone who do not believe in Jesus Christ will not be saved. If you want a cow, if you want this, I send it to you through email. You can write it. I write that down. I put it into the what you call a
timeline.
No, not timeline. I put it in the every time when you log onto the computer.
Wallpaper.
In a wallpaper, I put it in the front page to remind myself. You know. It's no fancy stuff, no beautiful picture, but talk about the timeline, you know, when Jesus Christ come back, just to prepare yourself to face Jesus, okay? Anybody want it? I can send it to you through attachment. You want it? Okay. Do you have an email account? Michael, you have? Write it to me. Give me an email address. Only two of you want it? Wesley, you want? Yeah. Is yeah. I draw it in the screen. Hey? Email to your mom. Okay. Okay, I email it to to a grand, and then grand give it to whoever, okay? I want to go back. Jesus Christ come so that we have life. Life means eternal life. And Jesus Christ also wants us to have abundant life. Abundant life means we can walk with God. We can walk with God. It is His desire for each and every one of us to follow Enoch, to walk with God. So let's go back to the book of Ephesians. How do we prepare ourselves to walk with God? Chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Paul encouraged each and every one of us to be the imitators of God. He encouraged us as dearly loved children, children of God, to live a life of love. I want you to write it down right beside Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2, live a life of love. What does it mean by live a life of love? I talk about walk with Christ, right? Walk with God. Walk with Christ Jesus. First of all, live a life of love. Ephesians 5:2. Be imitator of God. For the Bible say in 1 John Chapter 4, verse 8. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is what? God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. God is love. Paul saying that, be imitator of God. If God is love, be imitator of God. That means Paul encouraged us to live a life of love. Point number two. Paul encouraged us to live a life of light. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. According to 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. What did the Bible say? God is light. If God wants us to be an imitator of Him, God is light. He wants us to live a life of light. Live as children of light. God is love. Live a life of love. When we walk with Jesus, Do we act like Jesus? Do we speak like Jesus? If you speak like Jesus, act like Jesus, talk like Jesus, love like Jesus, you walk with Jesus. You know, I found out, help me to understand this Bible verse is Amos chapter 3, verse 3. I found out, I like it. Do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? Throughout the Old Testament, God wanted to walk with Enoch, and Enoch agreed to do so, and Enoch walked with God for 300 years. In the New Testament, his name called Emmanuel, God with us. That means he wanted to walk with us, just like he walked with Enoch. Am I right? But now, do you want to walk with him? Do you know that it is his desire, it is his will that he wants you to walk with him? David, do you know that? You know it now, right? Do you know it before? You don't know. Joshua, do you know that before? That God warned you to walk with him? Yeah? Oh, now. You're better now. But you say you do not know where does it say in the Bible. You say you know that you know that God wants to. You said that you know that God wants you to walk with him. Through all this year, did you ever walk with Jesus? See, that's what I'm saying. Do you agree? Amos chapter 3, verse 3, could you read that to me? Chapter 3, verse 3. Unless what? Unless they have agreed to do so. God wants to walk with you, but you do not want to walk with God. But you say to me, you lie to me, you say you know. Well, you're lip service. I don't want lip service. You want to walk with God. You want to walk with God. You don't say, I want to walk with you. Say you're dating with a girl. I want to walk with you, but don't call me until I call you. Is that the way you're dating people? Don't call me. I call you, okay? Don't bother me. When I feel lonely, I call you. If I don't need you, I don't ever call me, okay? Don't treat me. Don't communicate with me. Is that the way you treat your girlfriend? But that's how you treat Jesus, though. Amos 3:3, could you read that one more time? I want to sing that into your mind.
The two walk together unless they have agreed.
Do you agree that you want to walk with Jesus? So if you want to walk with Jesus, what's the first step that you have to do? Live a life of what? Of love. You love people like Jesus loved people. Then you walk with people. Do you remember what I say to you? I warn you, you are so good in violin. I want you to give your violin talent during the summertime. I don't want now, okay? During the summertime, I want to teach all this young kid and his friend during the summertime in the Southside Church, Yellowbird, free of charge, because Jesus Christ did not charge them. I want you to teach them while we are praying in the prayer room. Their parents, you know what? That's the deal. If their parents do not come inside the prayer room, you teach them, you charge them, okay? Charge whatever you want. But if their parents go to the prayer room and pray with us, their children are no charge. No charge for admission. You got that?
Hard work.
Oh, you think Jesus is lazy? Jesus, we're hardworking too. Do you want to walk with Jesus? That's what I'm trying to say. Amos 3:3, do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? Do you agree to walk with Jesus? That's the point. That's what I'm trying to say. Come on. Don't worry about hard work for the children. I worry about you first. Come on. Don't give me that. You are so good in violin. I want you to teach them.
I know, but it takes discipline.
I know. Who said that doesn't have the... Walking with Jesus need discipline too, right? Sifu, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. All right. All right. Love. The kind of love that Jesus talked about is a sacrificial love. It's hardworking. You sacrifice your time. On Sunday, you cannot go out with your girlfriend during that time. Right? It's hardworking. It's tough. It's sacrificial. Right? You sacrifice the time. But for Jesus' sake, that's good. Okay? And Carl, do you want to walk with Jesus? Do you? You know, we in April the 2nd, we started another church in St. Albert. There's no children ministry there. I want you guys, English-speaking people, you know, to go there. Because probably the end of this year, 2011, we will start another one in Sherwood Park. I need more people to help me. Right? So, do you want to walk with Jesus? That's the point. Do you want to walk with Jesus? If you want to walk with Jesus, you live a life of love. Willing to give out what you have. Sacrifice your time and energy for Jesus so as to build his church. You know what? Like 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 23, Paul saying, all that I do is for the sake of the gospel. You teach people free of charge, violin is for the sake of the gospel. Not for getting money, monetary value. It's for the sake of gospel, so that I may share in his blessing. Could you read that? 1 Corinthians 9:23. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to follow the very footstep of Paul? Live a life of love. Give out what you have. You freely receive and you freely give. And give it to those who want it so as to attract them to come. Could you read that? Do you see that 1 Corinthians 9:23?
I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share his blessing.
You want to share his blessing with other people that who doesn't have it? That's love, right? 1 Corinthians 9:23. Live a life of love. When Paul urged his children, his follower, the believer of Jesus Christ, when Paul urged the godly people, Christian, to live a life of love, that means he encouraged them to walk with Jesus Christ. Because God is what? God is love. Are you willing to give up something that you have, but the other people don't have? You have Jesus Christ, you have eternal life, you have abundant life, you are so rich already. Do you want to share with those who doesn't have? You know, before I come, I watched the CNN news. Those people who are in their nuclear reactor, they are fixing the nuclear plant, and I believe they're Buddha believer. You know what do they say? He say crying doesn't help. He say cry doesn't help. You know, because he's a technician. I think he's an electrician. You know, he's just hooking up the the electricity because of the tsunami that damaged the water pump, that shut off the power. He risking his life, get inside the nuclear reactor and hook up the electricity, and he tweets out the message saying that crying doesn't help. If I go to hell now, I can only pray that I can crawl back to heaven. Come on. You and I know that. If we go to hell, that's the end of it. You cannot crawl back to heaven. I can go to heaven by believing in Jesus Christ. You cannot crawl back to heaven. Do you remember when I teach Revelation, the last book of the New Testament? You know how thick is that foundation? There are 12 foundations of the holy city. How can you crawl back? Are you going to dig it out? You know, use a chisel hammer and add it, dig a hole and then you go through it? Come on. Right? It's so high up. How can you crawl back? Isn't it? So many people, especially Japanese and Chinese, we believe in Buddha. We used to believe in Buddha. We don't know Jesus Christ. Now that you know Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come so that you may have life and have it to the full. Now that you have abundant life, now that he wants you to walk with Jesus so that you can save them. Do you hear me, Joshua? You still want to study medical school? And for your own entertainment or what? Or for gospel's sake? You go to the poor country to heal them. Is that what you decide? Or you want to stay here to practice and make good money? Tell me, what do you want to walk with Jesus? I want you to read one Bible verses to me. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. I want you to read that. 2 Corinthians. First of all, I want you to read 1 Corinthians 9:23 and then 2 Corinthians 8, 9. So I want to test Joshua to see whether he walked with Jesus, okay? Walk with Jesus.
I do all this for the sake of the gospel, and I may share in its blessings.
So I do all this for the sake of the gospel. I go to medical school for the sake of what? For the gospel. I do medical school for the sake of gospel. Okay, that's good. Hey, these Bible verses, I give it to you free of charge, okay? Put it in your diary so that you remember every day you read that. I go to medical school for the sake of gospel. So that what? I may share blessing with other people that who doesn't have it, right? Okay. Now, 2 Corinthians 8, 9. Oh, I like that. That is how Jesus do. We want to walk with Jesus, right? Now, I don't want to discourage you here. That's the requirement that Paul encouraged us. Point number one, live a life of love. Point number two, live a life of light. Now, and I also give it to you, 1 Corinthians 9:23, 2 Corinthians 8, 9. That is how Jesus do it. But I want to give you some more Bible verses so as to encourage you. Okay? Ephesians. I want you to write it down. Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 20 to 22. We Christian, verse 20, chapter 2, verse 20 to 22. We Christian build on the foundations of the apostle and prophet with Christ Jesus himself as chief cornerstone. We build on the foundation of the apostle and prophet. That means we build our life on the Word of God. the foundation of the apostle and prophet, that is the word of God. You build yourself up upon the word of God, because the word of God will encourage you. The word of God will give you power to do it. Secondly, that is Ephesians what? Chapter 2, verse what? 19? Point number 2, Spirit of God. Build your life upon the Word of God. Build your life upon the Spirit of God. Ephesians 2:20 to 21. Is it 19 or 20? 20, I'm sorry. Here. Not 19. Here. 2:20, 2:21, 22. Build on the foundations of the apostle and prophet. The foundation of the apostle and prophet, you write it down, build on the word of God. That's the word of God. Because the apostle and prophet preached the word of God. That's our foundation of our faith. Build on the foundations of the apostle and prophet, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. And then verse 21 and 22, in him, in Jesus Christ, the whole building, the entire church, the whole church is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. I want you also write it down. Ephesians 3:19. You're right here. 3:19, 5:18. You know what? When you are so filled, I want it right here, okay? When you are so filled with the Word of God, when you are so filled with the Holy Spirit, you'll be able to walk with Jesus. Because Jesus never expect you to walk with him with your own strength. Because none of us be able to walk with Jesus with our own strength. He never expect us to walk with him with our own strength. He expect us to walk with Jesus with what? Number one, with the power of his word, or with the promise of his word. Secondly, with the power of his Spirit. I tell you what his promise, okay? You turn to Matthew. Chapter 19, verse 30. Joshua, could you read that? 19:30. I'm sorry, 19:29. So today I talk about what? Walk with Jesus Christ, right? Walk with God. How do I walk with God? Live a life of love. What kind of love I'm talking about? Sacrificial love. You sacrifice something. But Jesus promised you, in Matthew chapter 19, verse 29, whatever you sacrifice for his kingdom's sake, for his name's sake, for the gospel, you lose 1 hour, you lose 2 hours, you lose something, he give you 100-fold. Is that promise encourage you to do so? Without this kind of promise, we say we have no strength to do it. We can't do it. You understand? Let us read it together. I want you to remember that. Okay? 1929. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sister or father or mother or children or field for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. Does it encourage you? So he wants you to walk with him, not with your own power, but with his power, the power of his word, of his promise. You need to read his word so that you'll be able to do his will. Am I right? So I don't expect you to do it during your school year. I know you're busy. But summertime, you got it, right? You get 3 months summer, right? Children, you want to learn violin? Free of charge? Now's the time. You got that? And then you teach them Bible too. Teach them what I teach you. Is that fair? Okay, well, that's good. I like that. What about Carl?
What about Carl?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Do you want to walk with Jesus? That's the point.
Yeah.
You want to walk with Jesus? So where you want to go? You want to go to St. Albert with us? Or Yellowbird Southside? Or... I don't want you to say to me, I want to wait at Sherwood Park. I don't know when we're going to start Sherwood Park. Okay, don't. We have project in the North Side already. North Side Church, right? West Side Church, South Side Church, St. Albert Church. Hopefully, we're going to start Sherwood Park soon. There's not even one Chinese church in Sherwood Park. There are numerous Christian church, Caucasian church. In Sherwood Park. Not even one Chinese church in Sherwood Park. Catherine, am I right?
Yeah.
See? So think about that.
Tell you what, since I'm already committed to go to St. Albert, I want to make you a deal.
Make me a deal, okay? Dad, give me the deal, okay? What's the deal? You know what? I give you, according to chapter 3, Ephesians verse 20, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than what you imagine and ask for, I not only pray for you, I train you. I equip you.
Give me 5.
Okay? Oh, come on. I give you more than all you ask for. Okay? Jean, I know that Jean got a scholarship to go to Ontario, right? But next summer, you're not going to go anywhere, okay? You stay in Edmonton. Okay? Okay. So we pray. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you enable our children to understand your will, your desire, your will, is that we walk with Jesus so that we have abundant life. From the fullness of his grace, we have received one blessing after another. We want to share our blessing with those who doesn't have it, who don't even know Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that you encourage them with your word. I pray that you encourage them with your Holy Spirit. You fill them with your Holy Spirit. You enable them to do what they cannot do it with their own strength. And I pray that you help us. Bless us, and I pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen.